Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Look to pass. One last thing, too, is just quit ball watching. You know, you got to keep moving the ball. One thing that makes Steph so dangerous is he keeps moving, you know, and just we got to keep that same rhythm going. But, yeah, I think we win tonight, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariel in San Mateo. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco in Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And it's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. All right. But teasing it. A little tease action. We got a special announcement, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. We are very excited. Here, our family, 95.7 The Game, and Odyssey have partnered with the Golden State Valkyries on a multi-year deal to broadcast their games starting this Friday as the Valkyries take on the LA Sparks at Chase Center at 7 o'clock. Cannot wait for that. You'll be able to listen, Joe. Get this. All the games right here on 95.7 The Game and the Odyssey app. The Valkyries will have their own custom channel. So you download that Odyssey app now, search Valkyries to listen to each and every game. And check, this is even better. Your boy, Kevin Dana, you hear him? Sometimes fills in for Tim Roy. He's our C-Dubs guy. He was on Warriors Roundtable last night. I was listening to him and Gary St. Jean doing a hell of a job. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will be on the call throughout the season. I met Sophia. She's awesome. She's amazing. Coupled alongside Kevin Dana. Cannot wait for that. And over 70... You know what was crazy? This is crazy. Because Nahegan told me about this, and I had to do a double take. Over 17,000 fans filled Chase Center in the first preseason game on May 6th, Joe, against the Sparks. That was a preseason game for the Valkyries. 17,000 fans. Yeah, that was going on during a Warriors playoff game.
It's incredible.
That's insane. That just shows how excited the Bay Area is about WNBA. I know you're excited. Yeah. I'm excited. You're going to take your kids. I'm going to take my kids. But the WNBA and women's sports have never been hotter right now. You got the Caitlin Clark effect. I know Kelsey Plum's now on the LA Sparks, so you'll see her on Friday as well taking on the Valkyries. We're not going to be cheering for her. Cheering on for ours. All right, but I'm so excited. 95.7 The Game's excited about it. You're excited about it. It's awesome. It's amazing.
I've been coaching women's and young girls basketball for over a decade. I've got many nieces in my life who I've coached who are high-level athletes, dedicated their lives to sports. And I feel like watching them watch sports in the living room on the professional level and seeing nothing but men as people on the television, I think this is extremely important for the next generation of young women who are coming through and young boys to see women on the television who they can aspire to, you know, and whether we're talking about a WNBA team or whether we're talking about other sports, I just think it's important to have that representation and have different people that they can look up to as heroes.
No, it's a great point. And, you know, young Benjamin and I, my son Benny, and I have a 2-year-old Nora as well, you know, just getting them involved in sports and going out to sporting events. Like one of our yearly things that Benny and I like to do is the California Classic, whether it's at Golden One Center up in Sacramento, but if they have it at Chase here all the time, where obviously the Valkyries are going to be playing all season long their home games at Chase Center. But we go to that a lot because it's just, it's fun bonding. He's off of school, you know, it's summertime. I got a day off here or there. It's on the weekend. We can go there. But now we have summer basketball, like all the time now with the Valkyries here, which is awesome. So not only can I take Benny now, and Nora's getting a little older, and having that exposure, as you said, is important to watch not only the men's side, but the women's side as well, and basketball in its purest form. It's just, I can't wait to be a part of it and take the kids there. Hoping to go on Friday, by the way, to the home opener. So you might be able to see me out there. And yeah, by the way, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Sparks, they're going to be in town taking on the Valkyries. Will and Dibs, they're going to be broadcasting live from Chase leading up to that game. You got to get your tickets at Valkyries.com and download the Odyssey app now and search Valkyries so you can listen to every single game throughout the season. So excited to announce that partnership. Incredible. It's huge. No, seriously. All right.
And this is a big deal. And I think,
now you vamp for me so I can put on my shirt.
Yeah, no, this is a big deal. And, you know, my mother-in-law is just loves sports. And she's been just asking me nonstop, what's the deal with the Valkyries? Can we go to a game? Can we get some tickets? Can we do this? And I'm super excited to go. You know, I'm just super excited to go. And, you know, we were talking about women's sports just in general and representation, whether it's Serena or Coco Gauff, whether it's Lexi Thompson in golf, who I've had a chance to go see at Olympic Club in a major event. Lydia Ko, who I've seen up close and personal, watching athletic excellence on either side of the genders. It's the same in the terms of you're watching someone so good and so dedicated to their craft, and for our community to be able to support an entire team that represents our region. I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be great. And like on just another level, if you're, you know, trying to go and look, a Warrior ticket is expensive. It might be a little more, affordable for someone to be able to go and sit in a spot in the arena watching a professional game with their family to a Valkyries game.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a special thing and that's a unique thing. And we want to wrap our arms around them. First off, the color scheme is incredible.
Oh, dude, purple and black.
Purple, lavender. You know I'm purple, Reardon guy, so this is going to be right up my alley.
SF State, me too.
And just the name Valkyries and everything it represents, and to be able to share a home with Steph Curry. And to see the men's team support the women's team as much as they have this year. If you've watched the Warriors games, how many guys have been wearing the gear on the sideline?
Oh, yeah, all of them. It's been great.
It's been really cool. When they're going in and out of commercials, how many times have you seen Steph Curry or Steve Kerr wearing some of the logos, or on NBC they're supporting the Valkyries and showing the logo? I think this is awesome for everybody involved. And we were actually talking, I was talking with one of the coworkers who works at another station here, and her daughter's a big soccer player, and they've gone to go see Bay FC multiple times. And it's just a great atmosphere out there, and it's really good for her daughter who plays club ball to be able to see other young women to aspire to and to look up to. And it's, I think we do this thing like young women need to see other young women. I also think it's good for young boys to see young women who are at the professional level playing, because a professional is a professional no matter what. And to see how they dedicate themselves and their demeanor and just everything about their game, you can love and respect it. I mean, look, the number one thing is like, when is Caitlin Clark coming to the Bay?
Rumble, of course.
I mean, that's what I say. Let's just call it what it is, right? We want to see Caitlin Clark.
Well, Cameron Brink, unfortunately, because a lot of people know her locally, from Stanford, right? But she's rehabbing from her ACL. Yeah. They said that June, probably she's going to come back. But again, LA Sparks, like Cameron Brink, Kelsey Plum, there was a big trade in the offseason. Kelsey Plum, formerly of the Las Vegas Aces, champion, synonymous with the WNBA. She'll be there Friday.
You get to see Sabrina Ionescu, who's a local product made good. I mean, I've seen her in all kinds of commercials. I just think this is great for our community, and I'm really excited. And on a personal level, like, I've known Kevin for a minute, not as intimate as maybe other people. Kevin Dana, I'm talking about. I'm really happy for him.
Durant. Okay, yeah.
Kevin Dana is just a great dude, and I really enjoy the way he broadcasts the game. He's and the best. I think that this is a guy who is a special broadcaster, and I love him as a person, and I love hearing him, and I love seeing guys like him get opportunities to, you know, let other people who maybe were unaware of how great he can be calling a game hear him. I just think this is great for him, and I'm just happy for a lot of people. Vern Glenn's going to be doing a lot of it. Zena Kata, who does a great job with the Warriors, is going to do a lot of the pre- and post-game stuff on television. Our guy Matt Lively is going to be involved in the broadcast. And so you're giving people an opportunity when there's only so many of these jobs to kind of showcase how great they are to the rest of the world. And I just think this is awesome.
And listen, this is, you know, we know what our bread and butter is here at 95.7 The Game. We're talking Warriors, we're talking Niners, we're talking Giants. But you know what? I'm going to be talking some Valkyries this summer. Absolutely, I'll be talking about them. You know what? When Caitlin Clark comes to town, not just because of that, but there's going to be some moments. There's going to be some games here or there. There might be a buzzer beater here or there. Absolutely, I will talk about it on here at the station. People are going to say, oh, you're just being a showman. You have announced the partnership. You'll never talk about them again. No, I absolutely will talk about them again. It was almost similar with the Hill. You know, people want to say, oh, the A's. It's like, yeah, we were partnered with them. Yeah,
give us something to talk about.
Give us something to talk about. Show that you care about your franchise first and foremost.
I agree.
And you know what's the best part about this? Joe Lacob being an owner, I know that he cares.
Well, he actually delivered on a promise.
So damn much.
He actually delivered on a promise. He promised this region we would get a WNBA team. And, you know, it's important. It really is. It's important that we have that representation. And, you know, we've lost some teams. We've lost the Raiders.
Yeah.
We've lost the A's.
Sucks.
And you're never going to be able to replicate maybe on the men's side some of those vacancies.
No.
But if this can offset some of that loss for somebody else, and you only have so much fan with, right? And so as a team might leave for a particular person, maybe you can glom on to something else. And I just thinking about, you know, all the people that have an opportunity now to root for something different.
What?
And I'm going to get some of the merch. I'm not going to lie.
You said it.
I love
great.
Merch.
I love that it's Golden State still, too, because that encompasses
the whole Bay.
The whole Bay. Because there is, let's be honest, there is some type of way how
there's
Oakland
regionality.
People would feel if it was the San Francisco Valkyries. The fact that it is Golden State, and it really is the Bay's
team. Yes.
It is. So, like, that is, like, I could be a fan. Benny, Nora, you,
absolutely.
LJ. We could all come together, be fans of this. By the way, you know what they're calling Chase Center when the Valkyries play there now? They have a nickname already. Because of Valkyries, Norse mythology, I know you're all in on Thor, Odin, all of that. They're calling it Ballhalla. Playoff of
no
Valhalla.
Way.
It's Ballhalla
no way.
When they play at Chase Center. I love that, by the way. I'm a sucker for mythology of all shapes and kinds. I don't know if you played God of War, because the latest one
Ragnar
was
Ragnar Lothbrok. I watched the Vikings show for days. One of my favorite guilty pleasures. I know people think it's, you know, way over the top.
Of course
I
it
love,
is.
Dude, Ragnar is one of the baddest characters of all time.
So the Valkyries, obviously the female warriors in Norse
That's
mythology
incredible.
Flying
Ball
on the Pegasus. Yeah.
That is incredible.
So I'm all in on that. So again, if you're just joining us, we are partnering here at 95.7 The Game with the Golden State Valkyries, broadcasting their games.
I love stuff like that.
All season long.
Like, you know when they have, like you're the Ducks or whatever, and they're like, this is called the Pond.
Right.
Like, I like when teams, like, this is the Hornet's Nest.
The Swamp, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Swamp.
I love Ballhalla. That is so good.
It's so nice.
I love that.
It's sick. The Stick, right? The Stick. It was iconic, right?
Absolutely.
It was iconic. The Collie, when it was there. Well, still there. Oakland Roots, baby. Let's go. We got to take a quick break. Come on back. I was very excited to announce that. We're all in.
You know what? That's
in.
Really cool, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570 is the number. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. We got one more segment here. We got Dave Fleming coming up on the other side. We'll talk some Dubs with Dave. We'll talk Giants. They had an offensive explosion yesterday. 10 runs for them. We had a grand slam. 10-6, the final. They break their four-game losing schedule. Talked about it with Dave. And Dave's thoughts heading into Game 5 tonight in Minnesota. It's going to be brought to you by Frontier Ford. Employee pricing for all is on now at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. You pay what we pay on every new Ford in stock. No markups, no nonsense. Stop by Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at FrontierFord.com. Frontier Ford, from America, for America.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You've heard my take, right?
What's your take?
My take is, had they been partnered up since the beginning of their careers, I truly believe Nicotina and Mac Dre would be on some sort of outcast trajectory.
I got split personality.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
Oh, I got it. I know what you're talking about. It's the Stephen Curry injury update, people. It's breaking, and it broke. The Golden State Warriors guard, Stephen Curry, who has missed the last three games due to a strained left hamstring, has been reevaluated. The reevaluation indicated that Curry is making good progress in his recovery. He has been cleared to participate in light on-court workouts, including shooting drills. He will be reevaluated again on Saturday. Once again, game six, a potential game six, if they win tonight, would be on Sunday at Chase Center. Curry sustained the injury against the Minnesota Timberwolves during the second quarter of game one of the Western Conference semifinals. That per Warriors PR. So Steph, making some good progress and will be reevaluated on Saturday, which is basically what Anthony Slater told us when he joined us last hour, or I guess it's 2 hours ago already in the 7 o'clock hour. We got Dave Fleming joining us here in a couple of minutes, 888-957-9570. Dave Fleming talking Giants. We'll also ask him about his thoughts about this series overall when it comes to the Warriors. He was in the building for game two in Minnesota when the Warriors got absolutely eviscerated. Hopefully that doesn't happen again tonight. Joseph, optimistic now? Reevaluated Saturday? Good news?
I mean, you got to win tonight. It's obviously just a complete long shot. I mean, this has got like 4th-and-20 written all over it, right?
Yeah, but hey, if you get Mahomes out there, you can hit those 4th-and-20s.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
You feel a little better. Could Jimmy have his best
don't
Mahomes?
Don't say 3rd-and-18.
No, we don't want to. Don't talk about that. But talking about, you know, Jimmy Butler, I think he needs to be that guy tonight.
Well, it's interesting that I came across the article you referenced at the break from Logan Murdoch regarding Jonathan Kuminga and Steve Kerr, and oh boy, it's just...
There's a lot in there. Evan Giddings, has done a hell of a job talking Dubs this year, whether it's on Warriors this week, whether it's Warriors wrap-up, pre and post. Him and Grandy have been crushing it all season long, and he referenced this to me earlier. He's like, hey, have you seen this article? There's a lot of interesting stuff. But there's this quote in here from Logan Murdoch. It's not a quote from a player, but it's just a quote quoting the article. And it's the article is called The Plight of the Stephless Warriors. And as you mentioned, Logan Murdoch of The Ringer. And this is a little excerpt that was interesting to me. Quote, despite his talent, Kuminga's propensity to look for his shot at the expense of the flow of Golden State's offense has irked the coaching staff. During a late season game against the Blazers, team sources say Kerr was incensed after several instances in which Kuminga looked off Curry to create his own offense. Kuminga subsequently received DNPs in the Warriors' regular season finale against the Clippers, and then again in their play-in matchup against the Grizzlies. By the start of the playoffs, many within the organization wondered whether Kuminga, who was eligible for an extension, had played his last game as a Warrior. That's crazy to me. But we were talking about it like that, right? We were talking about
it
too.
So a couple of possessions against the Trailblazers makes you unplayable?
Well, it's the fact that he wasn't looking to Steph.
Okay. Again, a couple of possessions creates unplayable. There's got to be more to this story.
Well, I think the story's right there. He doesn't think that Kuminga wanted to play with him with the offensive structure, and he wanted to do his own thing.
But what about the grace period of missing multiple months and coming back and, like, being, again, this goes back to being allowed to play through some mistakes. Others are allowed to just clank shots left and right, play forever.
But remember, Joe, like, those games were important. They were in a dogfight with Minnesota, with the Clippers, with the Lakers. They were all bunched up. So those games meant a lot. And within those certain games, Steve Kerr didn't like what he saw. I'm just telling you what happened. Like, you're looking at me like I broke your heart.
No, I'm just saying, again, I could pick apart any five-game stretch over the last couple months that has been equally as important and pointed to a handful of a lot of other mistakes. There's got to be more to it. I do not think a couple of possessions against Portland makes you incensed to the point, at least that's what the wording is in the article, that someone is now unplayable for weeks on end and they played their last game. Something doesn't add up. Am I wrong?
No, there's
got to be underlying issues. You see the couple that gets in a fight over a napkin at a restaurant. You're like, whoa, there's a lot going on here if this is what's causing the big fight.
There's a lot. There is a lot between Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga. Clearly, we don't know about whether that's just him not listening to the coaches during a game, whether it's the actual in-game stuff, whether it's the lack of there's something there. And the way that Steve spoke yesterday to Willard and Dibbs, talking about pods and then talking about Kuminga, again, we all heard it. It was very interesting, to say the least. And if you missed any of it, you can find the entire interview. Here's just a little snippet, and I do wish we had the question with it when it comes to Dibbs asking the question and then Steve Kerr answering, because Steve Kerr's answer was very short. And let me have the exact quote here on what he was asking.
What I would suggest you do. I would suggest you play any answer regarding Podziemski and then play Kuminga. Just listen to the tone.
Yeah, let's do this first. It's Steve Kerr on Podziemski's confidence in his shot right now and whether it's waning.
Well, the confidence in the shot right now is not there, but let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player, and every game you look at the plus minus at the end of the game, and he's at or near the top for our team. So he does so many other things besides shoot that are crucial for us. He's still going to be out there. That's why I'm still playing him as much as I am, despite his shooting struggles. He's a crucial player for us, these are great experiences for him, you know, to go through and to learn from. And I'm confident in his ability to you know, get past this shooting funk and have a big game tomorrow, because he's got a lot of confidence.
And Steve Kerr clearly has a lot of confidence in one Brandon Podziemski. And here's now another question. This was from Dan Dibley. He was asked, Steve Kerr, that is, if Kuminga is able to impact games the most when the offense is geared around him. And this is what Steve Kerr had to say.
Yeah, for sure. He's best when he has the ball in his hands, for sure.
And that was it. No saying he had a great couple games. No. And listen, he said that in the post game. He's already said that a couple times. But the insistence, and I guess the more words said about Brandon Podziemski and his struggles, and not as much gassing up when it comes to the successes of Jonathan Kuminga as of late, I think has Warriors fans perturbed in some way.
All players, like if we broke down a basketball game, there are thousands, literally thousands of little decisions that are happening throughout a game. All right. There's little stuff. Your movement this way, movement that way, passing this way, cutting that way, standing still, not standing still, boxing out. Not, there's thousands of little things. Mm. All these players at any given time are bringing things to the table, and there's things that they're not bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the way I come down on all this is I just do not believe for a second a couple of possessions against Portland make someone playable or unplayable. I don't care at what point in the season we're at. And there's an underlining thing that they've mismanaged this. The coach clearly doesn't, for whatever reasons, doesn't like the Kuminga's game on their team, and for his fit and what he views as the game, he doesn't like it at all. And there's a disconnect, and they should have removed the player from the team one way or the other. They've mismanaged this because clearly the coach doesn't. This is just stuff that he does bugs him. I'm trying to say it as eloquently as possible. I don't know what else to say. Am I wrong?
Well, let's talk about it. We're going to talk with Dave Fleming right now, our Giants broadcaster. Not our Giants broadcaster, broadcaster for NBC Sports, but our Giants insider here on 95.7 The Game. And Dave is brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today, and he joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And I remember last time we talked to Dave, I think you were going to game two. Was that right, Dave, out in Minnesota?
Oh, boy.
I went to game two. I did. It was a pretty cool way to spend an off night, even though the game didn't go the way any of us wanted it to. It was still pretty cool.
Absolutely. And they obviously have game five there tonight. Do or die for the Warriors. We'll get to that in a minute. But hopefully we see an offensive explosion for the Dubs tonight like we saw at Oracle Park yesterday with the Giants scoring 10 runs. God, they needed that day to snap that four-game losing streak.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, you guys know I'm also your golf correspondent for the week. I'm talking to you from a muddy compound in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm off to do the PGA. But, nice. Yeah, they needed it last night. They did. I mean, look, when the three of us talked at the start of the year and we sort of laid out our expectations for the whole year, I don't think it was a shock to I think we all agreed that the offenses, you know, they're not going to lead the league in run score. They're not built to be that. So I think, you know, you have to be willing to kind of ride out some times like the last week or 2 weeks where they're not swinging it great because they are pretty dependent on a few, you know, three or four guys in the middle of that order. And if Jung-Hoo leaves, you know, in a bit of a funk, if Matt Chapman's swinging and missing, if Adames isn't doing it there, you know, there's not a lot of other places for them to turn. So, look, I mean, that doesn't mean they can't win a lot of games this year, but you still love to have a game like last night where everybody gets to feel a little better, relieve some of that pressure.
Yeah, and I feel like the outfield is really carrying this team right now. Mike Yastrzemski, obviously, with a big game last night. He's been hot. Jung-Hoo Lee, for me, and obviously Elliot Ramos, I don't want to forget him. He made a great catch the other night. He's been very clutch as well. But, like, Jung-Hoo Lee, it dawned on me last night as I watched him kind of one-arm yank one down the line for a home run. His swing actually reminds me a lot of Randy Wynn's. It came to me last night as I was watching it. I think he's going to be their all-star this year. He's just been so much fun, and I'm so happy for him. But just overall, the outfield of this team has been the strength of the everyday players.
Big time. And I sort of thought that it had a chance to be the opposite. I mean, I really thought, okay, you got Chapman, you got Adames, you got Fitzgerald, and then, you know, Lamont. I think all of us, Lamont's had a really rough year so far, but his track record is of a guy who maybe he's, you know, a certain type of offensive player, but going to be a good offensive player. So it has flipped a little bit. I'm with you. And it's been really all three of those guys that you mentioned have been great. Elliot Ramos is just playing his tail off right now. And that the thing that I like the most about Elliot is he the most instinctive player of all time? He's probably not. Like, you see a few blips on the base paths. You see some weird routes in the outfield. Like, it happens with him because he's not – like, he doesn't have just the Jung-Hoo Lee pure baseball instincts. But that guy is working at it, man. And he is a I just really appreciate that about him. So – yeah, he deserves this success that he's having. He is a grinded-out, kind of play-hard guy. And Yaz is being Yaz and maybe the best version of himself. Outfield, you're right. Really good. Really good.
Talking with Dave Fleming, our 95-7 The Game Giants insider here. Giants 10-6 winners yesterday, snapping their four-game losing skid. And Robbie Ray, fighting through adversity yet again, gives up the three spot, doesn't give up anything else after that.
I thought he was dynamic after that.
He leads the National League in wins right now. And talking about all-star, like, I'm talking about Robbie Ray right now being an all-star as well.
He's got a shot at it, and it doesn't look fluky to me. You know, it looks pretty dang good these days. I'm feeling pretty bullish about him. You know, maybe it's not the same way that he was. It was a little bit more of all or nothing as a Cy Young caliber guy. You know, a ton of swing and miss, and then you get the walks to go along with that. And he's a little more refined, a little less rough around the edges, maybe a little less overpowering. I like this version of him. I do. Be in attack mode. Giants have a good defense, even though it hasn't always showed the last week or so. But they have a good defense. Let those guys help you out. The whole starting rotation right now, I have a lot of confidence in. Hicks, Roop, I know their numbers aren't great. I think those guys are pitching better than their numbers. I think the Giants starters have done a good job.
What about Camilo Duvall right now, Dave? Because I'm looking at this guy. He hasn't given up a run in over a month. I know he gave up a couple hits and he had to walk. He was frustrated coming off the mound, but that's the type of outing where he would melt down and groove a couple or walk the bases loaded and have to get yanked in it. Like, I really like where he's at right now. And even I still feel like the best is yet to come for him. And he's been a really positive contributor for this bullpen.
Yeah, a few more. I mean, the hits he gave up, like, he'd hardly been giving up any hits, like any. Really impressive. And the thing you said about, like, that would have gone sideways, I think it would have gone sideways before. And I think the thing that I noticed the most about him right now is the attention to detail. You know, last night he fielded his position, started that double play. He's doing a much. We're in Chicago. The Cubs are running wild against teams. The Cubs, if you watch the Cubs against the Dodgers, they just ran circles around them. And against the Giants, almost none of it. And with Camilo out there, like last year, when Camilo was out there last year, if a team was a running team, it was go time. And he's slide-stepping. He's quicker. He's burying his looks. Teams are not running against him. And so I am glad you're giving him credit. He deserves credit for he's grown up a little bit. Like. Yeah. You know, part of growing up is it's not just all about my pure natural talent. At this level, I gotta pay attention to those details, and he's doing it.
You know, speaking of God-given talent, I'm watching this guy. I mean, he's on the other team, Corbin Carroll. There's no way he's 5'9". There's just not a chance in hell. He is such a baller. I know he struggled to start the year last year. But my goodness, I mean, Dave, I don't think people realize how small he is and how powerful he is at his stash. Like, I know Mookie Betts is a guy that gets a lot of love for being slighter and smaller. Corbin Carroll is outstanding. He is so good.
Yeah, we got our hands full with him for a long time to come. He's good now, and he's going to be better in the future. He's just really talented. Isn't it funny how the Diamondbacks, they have a type? You know, they really do value smaller statured players, not necessarily weak players. A lot of their smaller guys have power, but I mean, Alec Thomas is kind of built like Carroll. A lot of their recent draft picks are sort of like that. Ketel Marte is not a big guy. Like, they like that body type, and it's a pretty good formula for them right now. But the best of all of them by far is Carroll. He's just fantastic.
Dave, I do want to ask you about probably the biggest story happening in baseball right now, and you're obviously well-respected within the game. Well, you've been doing it for a very long time at a very high level. You're tapped in. Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, amongst others, getting their ban lifted from Major League Baseball yesterday from Rob Manfred. Just your initial thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, look, it is complicated. It's always going to be complicated. There's never just a clear-cut answer with really anything about Pete Rose and a lot of those other guys, but especially about Pete. But I will say this. The Baseball Hall of Fame, to me, has always felt incomplete without him. Like, it just hasn't. You know, Pete Rose is one of the most consequential figures in the history of the game, no doubt. Pete Rose, to this day, you say that name, and he elicits all kinds of reaction and emotion from baseball fans who weren't Cincinnati Reds fans. So I just always felt like the Hall of Fame's just not complete with him not in there. And So I am a little mixed. I have some mixed feelings about it, but he should be in the Hall of Fame. He should be.
Yeah, I think your point is well taken. And what frustrates me is that I view the Hall of Fame as a museum, and I feel like we've picked and choosed what part of the history we want to allow into the museum and which part we don't. Off the field, I mean, I've seen the doc. I only know a portion of it. Ugh, I mean, it's sketch. But as a player, that's one of my dad's favorite players. It's Willie Mays and it's Pete Rose, and it's everything he embodied about how to play the game and the fire and the spiking the ball off the turf and all that stuff. And so, like, I'm with you, Dave.
And not to cut you off, but, you know, Mike Kruko tells Pete Rose stories from, they were only teammates for 1 year. But Mike, you know, that was there wasn't a lot of video scouting or advanced scouting or anything. And Mike loves to tell the stories about, like, Pete would go sit in the stands for the opponent's batting practice and take notes on their swings and bring it back to his own pitchers. Like, hey, this guy's swinging uphill. You can get him if you go up. Or this guy's, you know, he wants the ball outside, I can tell, so you can jam him in. He'd clip box scores with scissors in newspapers, like, 2 weeks ahead of a start and circle the guys who were hot and leave them in Kruko's locker. Like, you know, he was like the ultimate teammate, where he cared about his own performance and he cared about finding every advantage for his team. And like, how can you not really appreciate a guy like that?
I know. And then the hard part is like the all-time hits leader, most Cy Youngs, most MVPs, like none of these guys are in, and it's just, it's just all over the place. And I don't know what they do to retcon it. PGA Championship, Quail Hollow this week. Carter's big bet guy. All right, big bet guy. He wants to know who you got this week. All right, I know you're not giving an endorsement here, but who do you like this week? Is it Rory? Is it Scottie Scheffler? Like, give us some of these golf picks, because there's a lot of degenerates out there listening right now that are looking for some long shots.
Yeah, I guess what I would say is this. It's hard to walk around here, and it is so wet. I've never seen a golf course as wet as it is. It's
not
unbelievable.
Presidio?
Oh my God, way wetter. This is slosh. Every step you take, the entire length of the golf course, other than the greens, is water pooling up and kicking up. Like, no, like, I'm not kidding. It's the wettest I've ever seen a golf course by far. And you walk around here as big as it is already, and then with those conditions, it's hard to close your eyes and think that one of those top three or four guys isn't going to. I mean, how do you beat Xander or Rory or Bryson or Scheffler in this venue? I just don't know that anybody is going to be able to do it. So I, more than almost any event that I can remember, it seems like a really limited pool of winners. Now watch, you know, the world's 130th ranked player win the damn thing. But I just, it's really hard for me to wrap my brain around somebody other than one of those guys. It's, to me, it's about as top heavy of a tournament going in as I can remember.
Are you going to be at a specific hole? Are you doing like from the main booth? What exactly are your duties?
You guys will find me, like, our ESPN coverage is split between Plus and then the just television network.
Gotcha.
So mornings, early mornings and mid mornings on the first 2 days, we're on ESPN Plus. So you got to be, a subscriber and a golf junkie to find us there. But we're covering the whole deal. Like, you know, it's a real telecast on Plus, and then in the afternoons we'll transition to ESPN, and then over the weekends, you know, we give way to CBS. We'll be on until like 1 Eastern, both Saturday and Sunday, before Nance and friends take over. So, you know, I'll be on a lot. I'm the 17th hole announcer. So, you know, two of my holes are 14 and 17, which Quail Hollow is an awesome venue for a big tournament. It's the players love it. It's great, but it's not like the most memorable golf course. A lot of the holes kind of feel the same, but 14 and 17, I think, are about the two most memorable holes. So it's cool holes for me to get to call and see. You know, they got the finish at the course, they call it the Green Mile. It's the hardest finishing three holes on tour every year. So it's a lot of drama at the end. I think it's going to be a fantastic tournament. This place always produces good tournament, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And no, it's a great point, Dave. And not to toot my own horn, I was out in North Carolina last September playing Pinehurst, which is right down the road there.
Not as wet.
Although, no, I played in September, Dave, in North Carolina, and my God, it was 95 degrees plus humidity. I was fighting through some adversity.
You were like Lipsicum in Washington, D.C., you know, fighting through it?
I'm like Jimmy Butler tonight, Dave, in Minnesota, as the Warriors are fighting through adversity down 3-1. Dave, Dave, how do they get this game back to Chase Center? No Steph tonight. Maybe, just maybe, he could come back. He's going to be reevaluated on Saturday, maybe a game six. But how do they win tonight without him?
Only way they do it is make a bunch of shots. You know, somebody's got to make shots. Everything's way too bogged down. Pajemski, Heald, those guys, they got to make shots, a lot of them. That's the only avenue to do it. I hate to say that, but the offense just isn't good enough right now if those guys aren't making shots, and they're having a hard time doing it. But, I never put it past Draymond and Butler and those guys, Steve, to figure out a way to scrap and claw and fight and find a way. But if those younger...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
For guys, don't make some outside shots. They don't have much of a shot.
Dave, how about that Jonathan Kuminga scoring the last three games? I mean, going from DNP to the team's maybe their best score now, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, impressive. I mean, he should get a lot of credit for that. It's not easy to stay engaged, and he stayed engaged, and he's been the only reason why the series is still going, really. I mean, in a lot of ways. So I appreciate his efforts. I heard you guys talking a little bit. It is a weird dynamic with him and this team and what has happened to get us to this point, but you watch him play and you still think, God, they can get value out of this guy. He is a talented offensive player.
You know, Dave, one last Giants question, because we love just all your perspective on all the sports, so I feel like we underserve if we don't ask you some golf and some NBA, but the Giants is your bread and butter. I mean, first base, Lamont, I mean, he's playing better, but they really need some punch there. Well, how long do you think they give him in terms of a runway here? I know that the kid, Bryce Eldridge, is probably not close to being ready. Do you think they start looking outside the organization? We're coming up on Memorial Day weekend. I mean, I'd love for them to get somebody who could hit a lefty here, but it's probably too soon for an acquisition. What do you think they do at first base here, just overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the next couple weeks, you give Lamont more of a chance. He's earned a long leash, he has. But it's not a coincidence that, and you look in the AAA box scores, Encarnacion is playing first base. That is not a coincidence. So he's going to play a lot of first base. He's not eligible to come off the 60-day until like May 24th, something like that. So it's at least, I think, another 10 days. So they can't rush him just by rule. If Lamont hasn't picked it up, then I think you're going to see him lose a lot of at-bats to Encarnacion. And just, you know, just try. And it's no guarantee. Look, Encarnacion is not some proven major league veteran who's been on all-star teams. Like, you're still hoping with him, but I think he's going to get a big chance if they don't get. It's obvious to everybody. I'm not telling Lamont something that he doesn't already know. They got to get a lot more out of that spot, a lot more.
Hey, Dave, good stuff. We really appreciate your time, obviously, being out there in North Carolina. Good luck on the call this weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Can't wait. See you guys.
See you, buddy.
There he goes. That is our 95-7 The Game Giants insider. He's really our insider for everything because the guy's tapped in on golf, basketball, baseball. Hell, he was at game two. One of the best in the business.
He's a sportsman, as they say in Europe.
And I thought it was very well when he spoke about, you know, Pete Rose and all of that and the player. And he's a very... Listen, I don't have, like, when people want to, like, keep him out, like, and I get it, because some people is like, oh, this it's the player, you got to keep it in the player. Like, it's a complicated thing, man. He left a complicated legacy behind, so I don't fault people for feeling some type of way about it, being like, no, I don't think he should be. And I was like, okay, that's how you feel. And I get it. Your dad's favorite player, my dad, like, grew up, like, one of the greatest players.
Well, Willie and then Pete Rose.
Right, but one of the greatest hitters, if not the greatest in history of sports. Him, Ichiro, Tony Gwynn, whoever you want to take. Like, but a lot of people, the older heads, our dads, would say Pete Rose, greatest hitter they've ever seen. And I get it. But that was obviously the big storyline coming out of the baseball world yesterday, was Rob Manfred, commissioner of Major League Baseball. Hold on. Just, you know, lifting that band on him and Shoeless Joe Jackson. For those of you that didn't know, banned for life. He's dead. But now
so let me just
he
ask,
can get elected into the Hall of Fame.
What is the point of the Hall of Fame?
To celebrate the game of baseball.
Okay. It's to document it, correct?
Document it, celebrate, however sure. You want to parse words.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, like, to me...
It's a museum.
Yeah. Like, if we're going to allow in commissioners, Mount Kennesaw, who were...
Horrible person.
The driving factor in keeping other ethnicities out of the game.
Racist.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, you know...
No, he was a racist.
But again, he's a bad person,
yes.
Off the field or
yes.
Whatever. And he was a driving force on why they didn't want him. And they basically had a gentleman's agreement on not allowing other races into the game, period. If you're going to allow him in, you're going to document that history.
Right.
Okay? Which is marred in controversy. You have to be able to document all of its history. And that includes the steroid era. So forget Pete's involvement with what he did as a manager in terms of fixing, changing games, controlling outcomes, whatever you want to call it, betting on his team, all right, to whatever degree, however nefarious you think that is, his playing career should still be documented in the Hall of Fame. Now, you're going to say, Joe, they do have lots of murals and things like that on there. There's no doubt they do. They have all those stuff, but he should have been inducted as a player. I mean,
Bud Selig is in? Bud Selig.
Who put his hands in his pocket, basically, during the entire... steroid era.
Oh, we know him very well around here for not doing anything with the A's situation. Putting his hands in his pockets, not doing anything. I guess you can just sit around, collect checks, and just hang out and get elected into the Hall of Fame. Not do anything. Like, it's a joke. Rob Manfred's going to get in one day. Watch that.
David
Rob Manfred's going to get in one day.
I actually think Rob Manfred's been a better commissioner.
Sure, I think he's botched a lot of things.
No doubt. No, look, I'm not going to cape up for him, but a lot of things were
locally,
already in motion.
Locally, he gets no love lost here because of what went on with the Oakland Athletics now, the Las Vegas Athletics of Sacramento, whatever the hell they are. They're playing the Giants this weekend. I hear you. There's a lot baked into it. The fact of the matter is, the whole process for the Baseball Hall of Fame is just so damn flawed. More so than any other system. I think NFL gets it right. Out of the major, like, three sports, I'm not going to include hockey in here, but we're just talking baseball, basketball, football. NFL does it the best. I think too many get in because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, so they include college. NBA just doesn't have its own separate hall. But Major League Baseball, it's just like, it's so odd.
Well, this is the way I do the algorithm. Could I write the history of an organization or the game itself without including you?
Yeah, right.
Okay, right?
Yeah, sure.
So in this one. Come on. We can't write the history of baseball without talking about Pete Rose. This man was the Forrest Gump of baseball.
Absolutely.
He was everywhere.
Now, that doesn't always mean that you get elected if you can't write the story without them, because there are players that are not Hall of Fame players that have had impact on sports.
Fernando Valenzuela, but they deserve to be included. So
Bo Jackson, right? Like, that's, he's not a Hall of Famer in either of the sports, but he's the impact is like, are you kidding me?
Well, like Fernando Valenzuela, yeah, Tim Lincecum. Sure. But like, there's a lot of guys that have had impact on the sport that I feel they need to be. Like, for example, Sammy Sosa.
Right.
People can say whatever they want about Sammy Sosa, and they are correct regarding his cheating of the game. He did. He cheated the game. He also saved the game.
Him and Mark McGwire.
I was 14 years old, 15 years old during 96 time, and I watched all of my friends who we all grew up playing baseball. Everyone was pissed off at baseball. We turned away from baseball, all of us.
Yep.
And you know who brought us back? Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And Sammy Sosa, in the Excelsior, where I'm born and raised, was a hero. He was a Latin guy who represented all of the kids in the neighborhood and embraced America. Remember, he came running out with the American flag.
Yeah, the little one.
And was a smiling face of joy and brought back the childlike joy we had to the game. Does that mean he was entire career was a Hall of Fame player? No. But we cannot write the history of the game without Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and what they did in the 1998 season. It brought America and the kids back to the game. It did. It unified the fandom of the sport.
Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
And as you bring this up, Joe, I know it's our Xfinity final thoughts here. Whether it's Pete Rose or anyone in your life, don't wait till the very end to tell them like how much they matter to you. Yeah. Don't wait till someone passes away to, you know, speak at their funeral, talk about their obituary. To me, celebrate people while they're alive as best you can. And that person that maybe had an impact on your life that you haven't talked to, get the phone and give them a call.
It's never too late.
Send them a text.
Never too late.
Tell them you love them. You just never know what's going to happen in this world. And I'm a big believer in telling people, like, when you have that moment, don't wait till it's too late. Like, hey, thank you. I really appreciate you, and I love you, and I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me in my life. Say that to people.
There you go. I love you too, Joe. Thanks for saying that about me.
Carter. I only interrupted you 50 times in this 9 o'clock hour.
It's okay.
My ADD is really through the roof.
It's all right. We had a lot with Dave. We touched on Hall of Fame. We talked about the Giants. We talked Warriors, the golf. We talked all of it. North Carolina, baby. Quail Hollow. All right. Carter's going to be there. You going to be going there this weekend, Carter?
I wish, honestly.
Sneakily? PJ? Taking the private jet?
Sneakily, I really like Charlotte's airport. Kind of like a little mid-size one, but very, very efficient, very clean, connected. Charlotte airport, not bad. There you go.
I was just going to say, honestly, Dave confirmed to me, Scottie Scheffler's winning this weekend, period. I mean, the guy just had a 30 under par recently, for God's sake.
I like Bryson.
Bryson's actually the pick of a lot of experts.
Hit it a mile, right?
That's a big part of this course.
Where's my guy Brooksy at? He dominates PGAs usually.
Brooksy's been on a milk cart since Phil disposed of him. And he
won the PGA last year.
He did.
Matters. My final thought of the day is UFC. Some big announcements yesterday in the UFC. UFC 316 in June, I believe, will be featuring now Ilia Topuria versus Charles Oliveira, which is banger of a fight.
Sure.
And then in August, we have another one, Chimaev versus Duplessis.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
I know
looking
that.
Really, really forward to it.
Dude, can't wait for that.
By the way, I just want to make sure. Last year was Xander winning the PGA.
Two years ago, Brooks won.
Okay.
My fault.
Two years. Your fault.
Because Kiowa was where...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But Brooksy's three PGA championships. I'm not sleeping on him.
Ever since he went to Liv,
It's not the Liv. He became a dad. He's got other priorities now, Shasky.
My guy was skiing at a hockey game.
Well, he's got a little bit that dad bod creep.
He was gigging out.
Well, he used to be Mr. Muscles, right? Mr. Biceps. Just a little Homer Simpson going on, actually, if you know what I mean, right there. What's your final thought, Joe?
I gave it to you. I said, tell people that you love them.
That was it? Yeah. Who are the Warriors? Are the Warriors winning tonight? You locking it in?
We're winning tonight, guys.
What's the score?
91-86.
Oh, my God. It's gross. that means the T-Wolves can't hit anything.
And then we're going to be talking for the next 2 days. Can Steph come back?
Oh, I wish you'd just say they're going to lose.
Oh, my God.
Can you get me to Memorial Day week?
That's all you're asking.
Can
I don't care if
you get me there. Can you get me there?
My final thought is Warriors winning tonight.
You don't even believe it.
Warriors are winning tonight. I was right last time.
He's been honestly.
I have. I said the Wolves in a blowout the other game. I think the Warriors are winning tonight. They're going to edge them out. I think Jimmy Butler drops 30 tonight, and they win. How about that? And I think Brandon Pajemski.
How about that?
I think Brandon Pajemski hits 3 3-pointers at least. Lock it in. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity.
How about that, Mr. Bonte?
I love that. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. I have that somewhere.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
Steiny and Guru are next. Brought to you by Freeway. Here for you, here for good. Real quick, Carter. This is what it says in my box. Jess Smith, the president of the Valkyries, as we announced our partnership with them, 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries. We are now partnered together. We will have all of their games right here on 95.7 The Game and the Odyssey app all year long. Jess Smith, president of Valkyries, joining Steiny and Goo next at 11:30 on 95.7 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.